we've kind of shown that in some of our initiatives. Our universal basic income initiative was open to everyone. We didn't exclude anyone.
I'm Elsa Levasseur, and I'm a sustaining member, and I give monthly on the internet. It's so easy to listen to WGXC Accra.
WGXE underwriting support is provided by Woodhouse Pizza in Greenville, New York. The restaurant is located on the grounds of the Woodhouse Lodge and offers takeout, dine-in, and outdoor seating. Open Friday and Saturday from 4:30 to 9 p.m. Expanded hours start soon. Information at thewoodhouselodge.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of the Bridge Street Theater in Catskill, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Find out where the music takes you on the next Deep Threes when the final recording sessions of the Robert Honer Percussion Ensemble finally see the light of day. Plus the explosive orchestra sounds of the Dorf Sound Collective and Kamasi Washington. Deep Threes, music beyond boundaries for a digital world.
There. Praise the Lord. Good morning, Bright Siders. Good morning. God bless you, everybody in our listening audience. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and you are listening to There's a Bright Side Somewhere. Yes, we're here to take you there. That was the Staples Singers, Mavis Staples, and that was released in 1972, beloved, almost 40 years ago. And they still, almost 50 years ago. And they still lying to the races, Brother Randall. They still lying to the races. Lord have mercy. But you know what? We're going to keep it square right here. We're going to give you the 411. Amen. And the real skinny on it. We'll give it to you right here. We got messages with music and music with message for the mind, the heart, and the soul. And by we, I mean me and my good buddy, Brother Randall Martin of Martin AV Services, our technical and audio engineer. Good morning. Good Sunday morning, Brother Randall. How are you today?
Good morning to you. That was a great throwback tune we started with this morning.
I know, right? I was feeling it like that. I said, yes, let's take them there this morning.
Amen.
We have a wonderful lineup for you all. And so we hope you'll stay here a while. Don't change your dial, because we do have the music for the mind, the body, the heart, the soul. It'll get you where you need to go. Thank you for your calls and your emails and your text messages telling me how much you enjoy this program and what songs just spoke to you, ministered to you, helped you connect and be encouraged or see some light in the midst of the dark. Oh, I thank God for each and every one of you out there. And that's why we're here. That's why we're here. So, you know, before we go through the lineup and get you the music that you want to hear, I just want to say shout out to the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. I shout out to the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. And say that three times fast, huh? And Ms. Oprah Winfrey. They have a special on tonight where they're going to just tell their story. They're going to tell their story. And, you know, ain't nothing wrong with telling your story. It's your story. You know, we just pray for those who are not going to like what they hear, for grace and mercy and forgiveness and healing for them all. And listen, you're going to tell your story. I hope you get some money for it. They're getting $7 million, okay? So, like they need it. I guess they do, because they got to pay for security for them and their family for the rest of their lives. But, you know, praise be to God for the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. Yes. Also want to give a shout out to our Chinese brothers and sisters who are finding themselves as targets of this racist stronghold that has a hold over this nation. But that thing going to get broken, beloved. We working on that, aren't we? We working on tearing that stronghold down, casting that vain imagination down to the ground. Yes, we are. So y'all keep your head up. Our Chinese community, amen and hallelujah. And you know that we know what you're going through. Well, this is what we want to do. We want to bring you to the bright side. And we want to do it with some music for your mind, your heart, and your soul. So in our lineup this morning, we've got some wonderful artists, and you're just going to be so blessed. Hallelujah. And I'm looking for my lineup, beloved. I'm looking for my lineup because, you know, I don't have it committed to my memory. And it's here in my phone, in my gallery. Thank God for smart technology. So coming up next is Miss Shirley Caesar. You're next in line. Then I also have for you Never Lost by Miss Cece Winans. Jesus Will, Miss Anita Wilson. You're going to get the glory, Miss Tabitha Cobb, Tasha Cobbs, pardon me. Hallelujah. And then Miss Jacqueline Carr with Jehovah Jireh. This is my Women's Month lineup of women of gospel and women of soul ministering to us. all the morning long. And then after those selections, five songs back to back, 30 minutes of uninterrupted music, I'll be back with my spiritual social commentary. Here we go. You're next in line.
Yeah! worship. Get those hands up. Come on and bless him. Come on and worship the Lord. Receive it by faith tonight. Come on and receive it by faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
No, you
are listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. And there is a bright side somewhere right here at WGXC with me.
Stretched hands, I am confident that it's working for my
say it again, y'all say.
I don't need to understand, God, I trust your plan.
Oh, yes, he will. Hang in there. Don't quit in the dip, my friend.
Oh, come on right now where you are. I need you to declare it. God's going to get the glory.
Declare
it.
God's going to get the glory out of this. Speak it in your life.
Promise I won't stop believing. He still had faith in his car to lift his voice and declare
the Lord.
I know that I know. I remember, beloved, I was in Sunday service many years ago before I came into a saving walk with Christ and even, you know, the ministry. And my pastor, at the end of his sermon that Sunday, don't remember the scripture, don't remember the message. All I remember is the question. And he said, "Do you know that you know that you know?" I said, "I know that I know that I know." He said, "Do you know that you know that you know that you know?" I said, "I know that I know that I know." He said, "Do you know that you know that you know that you know that you know?" And I realized, no, I wasn't that sure. Was heaven going to be my home? I wasn't that sure. And I got up from my seat in the pew and I went to the altar and I asked God to come into my life. And as they say, the rest is history. Amen. Yes, but I know that I know that I know that he will provide. Ask me how I know. Oh, my God. There's not time to tell it all. Praise be to God. Well, beloved, it is time for my spiritual social commentary, and I'm going to pick it up. We were talking last week about this golden image that has been made and traveled and wheeled into the conference in Florida that occurred a week or so ago, the CPAC conference, and, you know, the uproar in some circles about it, the connections that are being made to biblical prophecies and biblical antiquity, history of how these things have happened in the past and what they mean for us. What they meant for man then, what they mean for us today, what they mean for us going into the future, beloved. You know, and a golden calf showed up in Exodus chapter 32. We talked about how the people put all of their gold and all of their fine gold together to melt it down and make this calf. And it, God called it an idol, even though the high priest Aaron told the people that they were doing this for God. God called it an idol and was indignant, was ready to destroy them. In Daniel chapter 2 in verse 32, we hear but I'm looking at verse 32 where it says, King, O King, you are King of kings, for the God of heaven has given you a kingdom, power, and strength. Referring to Nebuchadnezzar, the king who had made this great statue of himself. And in a vision, in a dream, they saw how a stone came and fell on the foot of that statue. And the fall of that statue was great, and it was destroyed. We referenced in the word of God, Jesus being the stone that the builders rejected. Amen. Much spiritual significance here, beloved. Says the Bible says, what the Bible says about statues, that they are the work of human hands. They have mouths, but they do not speak. They don't speak for God. They don't speak God's truth. They have eyes, but do not see. They don't see what God sees. They don't see how God is. They have ears, but do not hear. They can't hear God speaking. They are not moved by God's command or God's plan. Bible doesn't have good things to say about statues, beloved, that people erect to worship. Leviticus chapter 26 and verse 1, it says, you shall not set up figures out of stone in your land to bow down to it, for I am the Lord your God. And in Isaiah 42 and 8, it says, I am the Lord, that is my name. My glory I give to no other, nor my praise to a carved idol. Are you kidding me? 1 John 4 and 1 said, beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. For many false prophets have gone into the world. And why do I take time in my spiritual commentary to share these verses with you and break it down and in this way? It is because there is confusion in the land, even about the Christian response to this statue. And those who are calling themselves Christians, believe themselves to be Christians, but are clearly taken by this statue, proud of it and embracing it, want them to understand and want to give you the words and the tool from the word of God to refute any kind of validity to that position. God is greatly opposed to the carving of idols where men worship and lift up as if they is, it is a representation from God. In Revelation chapter 13, we have some connections between the prior verses that I have read, especially those that are talking in Daniel, oh my gosh, talking about beasts. There was a beast that was in that statue in Daniel chapter 2. And in Revelation chapter 13, a beast. There are false prophets in Daniel chapter 2. And here we see in Revelation 13, the reference to the false prophets. And there is in Revelation chapter 13 mention of a mark. Beloved, there is a fear in the land over the vaccine because there are people who believe that the implant or that there is an implant that would be comparable to the mark of the beast. And so for those who don't understand people's hesitations and reluctance, I just want to clarify. I had one of mine call yesterday and asked me my perspective and that they were going to make their decision based upon what I had to say. And in Revelation 13, it makes it very clear. It's not going to be something that's deceptive. It's not going to be something that, you know, you take unknowingly. It will definitely be that you take it in agreement, that you take it in rejection of God, that you take it in allegiance to this beast, that you take it in allegiance to this dragon that is to come and the false prophets that are promoting it, beloved. So, amen. I don't have a fear of this vaccine in that regard. And I encourage people to get in the Word of God, because it does have the answers that we are seeking, the questions that we have. And if you can't break it down for yourself, then you got to get with a good Bible teacher, a good Bible-based ministry, a good Bible-based family, and get into the Word of God. God says in Ephesians, I give you prophets, evangelists, pastors, preachers, and teachers to edify you, build you up, to prepare you for the work. And beloved, we got lots of work to do today. But you know what? I'm not tired yet. And I'm not tired yet. And that is the Spirit of God. I got to tell you that, because it's not my power or my mic. Listen, beloved, I'm going to be celebrating 30 years in pastoral ministry this year, 2021. 30 years in pastoral ministry, 39 years in ministry. And I'm not tired yet. So you know that's God. All right. Listen, God has got a word for you. Jesus has come to make it clear for us. The Holy Ghost is here to help us in our discernment and our understanding. Let us accept these gifts of God so that we can live in these days, not in fear and frustration, but in faith and in victory for the future. God loves you. I love you too. That's my spiritual social commentary for today. And I ask you to pray for me. We are going to be celebrating my 30 years in pastoral ministry virtually come Saturday. And so pray for us that it'll be a wonderful virtual experience for all, and that God will get the glory out of it. God loves you. I love you too. We're going to come back with music for the mind, hallelujah, the heart and the soul, right here at WGXC with me, Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. I can't help it. I got too much to know and too much about him. I can't doubt him. This next song is a tribute to Miss Mahalia Jackson. Is How I Got Over. Yes, beloved, How I Got Over. This is how I got over. My soul looks back. I don't wonder.
How I got over. You know my soul looks back and wonder how I made it over. Taught me. Oh, yes. Oh, thank my God, I kept me. Oh, yes. I'm gonna thank him because he never left me. Oh, yes. And I wanna thank him for all time really took. Oh, yes. I wanna thank God for giving me a vision.
I got over.
streets of gold, as in the homeland of the sun. I'm gonna view the husband wife. They've been traveling day and night, coming up from every nation. They hold their way to the great nation, coming from the north, south, east, and west. They hold their way to a land of rest. Morning. I want to thank you, Lord, this morning. You know all night long, you kept your angel watching over me. And you told your angel this morning, you told your angel, Lord, this morning. You said, touch her in my name. You said, touch her in my name. And I rose this morning, Lord, I rose this morning with the blood running warm all in my veins. Oh Lord, Lord, I feel like running.
We want to thank you, Lord, for being so good to us. We know, Lord, that among people in this world, we are very blessed. We ask you to keep blessing us, Lord, that we can be a blessing. In Jesus' name I pray. Well, that was a song by Mahalia Jackson, who will be featuring her story in next month in April. Wishing you all a wonderful Women's History Month. Till we speak again, God bless you. And remember, don't quit in the dip. No matter how gray the sky, how dark the clouds, the sun is still there, still shining. There is a bright side somewhere. God bless you all till we meet.
You will surely win this race.